Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you today for the power and the authority of your word. We just pray today that you will speak through us today to the world, that the world might know that you're God, and you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross, and you resurrected him from the dead. I pray that you will just draw to your salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Grace is greater than all of our sins. Brother Stanton?
Yes. Well, I'm going to take my text from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. So follow along with me in your Bible. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. It's in the red, and Jesus talking. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Now I want you to notice the last part of this verse. "And glorify your Father which is in heaven." Everything we do in Christian service should be to glorify our Father which is in heaven. We are to let our light so shine before man. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. And he said that they may see your good work. The Bible even says that we're known by our fruits. And he said, "And glorify your Father which is in heaven." In John chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me," he that believeth on Jesus, that Jesus is the Son of God, he said, "the works that I do shall he do also." So the very works that Jesus did when he was on the earth, we are to do as well. But he didn't stop there. He said, "And greater works than these shall he do." We are to do greater works. He said, "Because I go, my Father." Right here we can see God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, in verse 12. "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name," in the name of Jesus. Jesus said this, "that will I do." Notice this, "that the Father may be glorified in the Son." It's all about God the Father being glorified in the Son, Jesus. Verse 14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If we ask anything in the name of Jesus that is in line with the word of God, Jesus said, I will do it. Verse 15 says, if you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandment, or be obedient to do my word. And in John chapter 15, verses 7 through 8, Jesus said, if ye abide in me, that means we got to abide in Jesus, and my words abide in you. So his words, as found in the word of God, need to abide in us. Jesus said, ye shall ask what ye will. He wants us to ask. And Jesus said, and it shall be done unto you. But we got to do the asking. Verse 8 says, herein is my Father glorified. Remember, it's all about glorifying God the Father, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. We are to bear much fruit. And he says, so shall ye be my disciple. And Titus chapter 2, verse 14 said, who gave himself for us, that's what Jesus did, by going to the cross of Calvary, shedding his precious blood, dying, God raised him on the third day, bodily raised him from the grave, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. That word redeem means to be bought back. Jesus bought us with the blood of Jesus and purify himself a peculiar people. We're to be a peculiar people, zealous of good works. There's that good works again. We are to have good works as a Christian. Now, we don't do good works to get saved. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. But after we're born again, we should bear much fruit. We should have good works. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. That is what we are to do. We're to bring glory and honor and power unto the Lord. For thou hast created all things. God is the creator. And for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now there's some things that glorify God. Let's see what it is. Number one is physical healing. When we are healed of sickness, and when we walk and live in divine health, this brings glory to God. 3 John 2 said, beloved, I wish, or I pray above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. When we live in divine health, when we begin to prosper, we bring glory to God. Matthew chapter 9, verse 8, it says this here. He said, but when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had gave such power unto man. We are to bring glory unto God. That's what it's all about. We are to have good works that glorifies God. And in Matthew chapter 15, verse 31, he says, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. Notice this, and they glorified the God of Israel because they seen the works of Jesus. Physical healing bring glory unto the God of Israel. In Luke chapter 5, verse 25 and 26 says, and immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house. Notice this, glorifying God. Well, if they glorified God then we are to bring glory unto God. We are to glorify our Heavenly Father. We are to tell him, I glorify you in the name of Jesus. He said, and they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. physical healing, beloved, it brings glory to God. And in Luke chapter 13, verse 13, it says, and he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight, and notice this, and glorified God. Healing glorifies God. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 21, it said, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might cause of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Well, everything we do should bring glory to God the Father. We shouldn't draw attention to ourselves, but we should draw attention to God. That is what we want people to see. One more is physical resurrection. Bring glory to God. And in John chapter 11, verse 4 says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified therefore. Do you see these scriptures, how many of these scriptures here is talking about bringing glory unto God? We need to ask ourselves that everything we do, will it bring glory to God? And if it brings glory to God, then we should do it. Well, you've heard the word of God today. I love you. Jesus loves you. Jesus is Lord. And I'm going to turn it back over to my brother.
Thank you, brother. That was good. That was
the Lord is in his holy temple, that all of the earth keep silent before him.
Amen. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Sister Mary?
Oh, yes. Good afternoon to everyone. I am indeed glad to be here tonight, being glad to be here today, and thankful that God woke me up this morning. Thankful that he gave me a choice of what I should do today. I could choose what I can do today. Oh, glory to God for his word, for him doing what he said he would do. Lord, we thank you. Tonight I want to do Ephesians chapter 6. And it starts out with, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, it isn't about the parents that's not in the Lord. It says parents that's in the Lord. There should always be a respect for our parents and a love for our parents. But they are our parents. They are not our God. We are their children, not their God. So we learn here that God has to get in there and be first in our lives. And sometimes the children get saved and the parents get saved. And sometimes the parents and generations before them have been saved. But God's got it all fixed. That's his business. He does his job. And we're to study and show ourselves approved at what our job should be. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. In other words, we honor our father and mother, what? With a dear respect. A respect of wanting things that are good for them. And not agreeing, we don't necessarily have to fuss and argue with them, but we should not agree with things that are not godly in their life. We have to hate what God hates and love what God loves. And this is hard to do, especially for a young Christian. This, let's see, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on this earth. Now, if you can separate yourself, and sometimes we're not just talking about age 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12. Sometimes you're 40 or 50 years old before you realize that your parents were your parents and they were people. They were not your God. It takes a long time for us to understand what we didn't know then. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them in the nurture and abomination of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. In other words, we have a work to do. We go on a job for a certain amount of hours, a certain job to do for a certain amount of pay. And whatever time we're there, we should devote doing our very best at what we should do as unto God. And then when we get our pay, we don't have to back up with it. One thing about it, if we don't do our best, we find this don't do our best all along our path that we have planted, where people, where things in our life will be the very same way. So we have to plant our garden like we want it, and keeping it weeded and keeping ourselves together and learning about the gospel of Jesus Christ is something we can't do by ourselves. We have to have Jesus in our life to do it. And when Jesus comes into our life, because when he comes into our life, then we become prey for the rest of the world. The rest of the world is like you being you're the killer now, and everybody's after you. And you'll say, but I haven't done anything to them. They don't care that you didn't do anything to them, but the light that's within you makes them uncomfortable. and they don't like that light they see from you. And anytime they can't control you, you got trouble on your hands, which should be praying for them, getting closer to the Lord for yourself. Make sure that you, your life is approved according to what God wants. There's many things. We never stop learning. I'm 82 years old, and sometimes I learn more than one thing a day. Sometimes it gets to going, and I'm just surprised at what God teaches me. And thank the Lord for the teaching and the knowledge, because we go from one glory to another glory. And the only way we're going to know about another glory, we're going to have to be willing to listen and be obedient unto the word of God. Now, let's see. Number six, not with eye service as men pleases, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. In other words, we have Jesus in our heart. And when Jesus comes into our life, then the things that we see and touch out here become second. The world becomes second. Things that were so important no longer that important, because Jesus, his word, and the things that he pleasing him become more and more important in our lives every day. It doesn't mean we're angels or saints, but when Christ comes into your life, there is a change. Where there's no repentance, there is no change. So we have to be willing. In order to repent, you got to own something which is wrong. You got to own it before you can give it away. It's not yours. You can't give something that's not yours away. But, you know, when we don't know, we'll get mad about you telling me about my shortcomings. Well, that's what I ought to be interested in. Why? So that I can overcome. It don't mean you don't love me. It means you want me to come on up. Get on up. You know, there's better things, and God wants you in a better place. But most of us get mad and hurt and all that. But that's from being unlearned. With good will, doing service as the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. In other words, we're going to reap what we sow. We have to be more and more honest that we be with ourselves, and this is something we have to stay honest with ourselves and not be deceivers and backbiters and criticizing. Any little criticism and everything is something wrong with everything and all that, then that's not where Jesus is. We need to be lifting up Jesus. This is the work that we're to do here. We're to lift him up. We're to tell the world that Jesus paid for our sins. And thank you, my Father, for forgiving all our sins. We have to remember and be thankful in our hearts at all times for forgiveness of our sins. If we had to pay for all we've done, we'd all be dead. We can't save ourselves. It's a gift. There's nothing that we can do. We can't work our way there. It's a gift from God. From believing in him that he rose, that he died, he rose again, that he shed his blood. He's the gift that comes through us. And you must realize that being not in agreement, being in agreement with, this is why we have to be careful about who we around. People that we around, we don't necessarily have to judge them, but you ought to know when you're walking in fire. You ought to know when you're walking among the dogs or where there's mud you're walking in. We should have that. We should pay enough attention to know. When we find ourselves in the wrong place, we can immediately go back to our first love, which is God. Always go back to God. Because where there's agreement, it don't mean that I'm going to agree with everything you say. But no matter where you are, we have given our hearts to the Lord. Then I'm going to agree that all is well with you. I'm going to agree that everything that you touch multiplies to the good. I'm going to agree that you are light unto your pathway as other people around you. That's an agreement that's in our hearts. But now when we walk around complaining and grumbling and mumbling and keep up a disturbance, that is no longer God. Where there's no agreement, nothing much gets done. And if you notice, the Father says, where there are two or three agreeing, then he's in the midst. Well, how do you know he's in the midst? But one thing he said he'd be. But how do you know it's in agreement? Because he's the power that makes what you've agreed to do become thus. He's the power. Have you not seen people for years and years and years? They've tried to do this and they've tried to do it. Things remain the same. Why? Because there was no repentance, so there's no change. We can't fool the Lord, and we are going to reap what we sow. That includes me. So it makes you get careful about what you say, what you think, and we ought to be lifting up the Lord wherever we are. Every step that we make should be a walk that pleases God, that lifts him up, that raises up, it helps us. In other words, sickness and illness come to us all sometimes. But I can tell you what, if you let Jesus get bigger than your sickness and illness, you'll find yourself getting better really quick. You'll get better really, really quick. Praise God. Because he does what he says he will do. And it says here, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It is his might we plant the beans, but he's the one that causes the increase. We don't have that power. So when he comes with us and we are agreeing in things that are pleasing to him, we like a flower field. We have more and more flowers. I may be one flower, you may be another, but we are all beautiful. And we all adorn what? The Lord, and lift up one another. We're not out here trampling down each other and backbiting and fighting and all that. That is no longer God. So much of it goes on everywhere because that's what we're used to doing out here in the world. That's what the world does. They fuss and fight about their way. But we don't fuss and fight about our way anymore. We are glad to study to show ourselves approved by the Lord. And we are thankful that he gives us the ability to follow after Jesus. And it says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, by which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also know my affairs and how I do. A beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord shall make you known to all, make you all things, shall make known you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might control your hearts. If you give God control of your heart, praise be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. This means that no matter what, we're going to praise you, we're going to worship you, we're going to follow after you, Lord. And we cannot do that without him. A lot of us, not unbeknowing, and when we don't know, we don't know. But when you do know, then you know. But I can tell you right now, we don't have the ability to save ourselves. We don't. The holiness in us is Christ in us. The holiness and the salvation in us is Christ in us. And we want other people to know about it and to want it so they can be free, Lord. So that they can, when Jesus comes, we want to go to a place he's prepared for us. Lord, we thank you for your blood, Lord. We thank you for your work at the cross, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us this day. We thank you for your protection and your love. Thank you, Lord, for the agreement among us, Lord, that you are Christ in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. God is good. He is good to us. Amen. Jesus is the one that we love. Praise God. Who is this God that we talk about? Who is this God that tells us that we belong to him? Who is this God that says, I will make man in my image and after my likeness? I will make him like me. Amen. That's amazing. God created us in his image and likeness to be like him. The morals that we have ought to be like him. We ought to have the authority. authority and the power of God in our lives, because we were made to be like God. Amen. We weren't made to be like each other. We were made to be like God. So we got to understand that. Tonight I'm going to talk out of St. John, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." This word is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word of God in human flesh. It is like God speaking, and Jesus is walking this earth proclaiming the word of God the Father. When the devil told Jesus, when Jesus was in the wilderness fasting for 40 days, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, turn these rocks into bread." Jesus says, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." I want you to know the word that comes out of the mouth of God, the Father, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, these are the words that bring faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you listen to the world, you will have the faith of the world. But when you listen to the word of God taught by the Holy Spirit, you will produce the faith of God. You will learn how to live and trust God. In other words, you won't even worry about what the world is doing. You will be thinking about what God is doing. And remember that God lives inside of you in the person of the Holy Spirit. So that makes you just like God. The same authority that God has is the same authority that you have. Jesus says, "I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." He didn't say he was going to bind them and loose them. He says, "You're going to do it." Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when we speak with the authority of God, it is the same authority that God himself speaks. We are sons and daughters of God, and we possess the authority of God. You know, a lot of people are waiting to get to heaven. No, we need to bring heaven to earth. Jesus said, "Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we need to learn to live in heaven on earth. When in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve lived in heaven on earth. There was no sin. The very presence of God was in that garden. We need to change the environment of the world instead of letting the world change up. We need to be the light that shines in darkness rather than let the darkness come and consume us. We must not go along with what the world is doing, because we have more power than the world. Light has more power than darkness. Love has more power than hate. I want you to know knowledge has more power than ignorance. So I want you to know God is all-knowing. God is love. God is light. And all of that is inside of us. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 3 and 19, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. Everything about God ought to be inside of us. And then he said, he is able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is in us. So we have the same authority on earth as God has in heaven. The Bible tells us that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that we are hid with Christ in God. And we know the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. He said the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall live inside of us. Quicken our mortal bodies. Bring our bodies in line with the holiness and righteousness of God. You know, the Bible tells us, Paul says, in the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 1, he says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And then he says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew means to bring from the old to the new. Renew, go back to the original state in which Adam was made when God breathed inside of his nostrils the breath of life. He breathed himself inside of Adam, and he became a living soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Before he breathed himself inside of Adam, that soul was dead. That body was dead. But when God breathed inside of that body, the mind came alive. The will came alive. The emotion came alive because of the authority of God. And then God gave him dominion over all the universe. Adam had dominion over all the universe. Jesus said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So keys represents authority. We have authority in heaven and in earth because God lives inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are the temples of God. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. So that word, just like Jesus was the word in the flesh, we are words in the flesh. We are living epistles to be read of all. It is time for the church to quit being Baptists and Methodists and Pentecostals and Catholics and all of those names. It is time that we become Jesus Christ in human flesh. It is time that we become the light of the world. It is time that we become the salt that initiates first in the hearts of men. but they want the peace that you have. You're living in this world of darkness, all kinds of disasters, but you have peace. You have joy. And the world don't understand that joy. They don't understand that peace. They don't understand love when hate is coming against them. I just want you to know that you are more than just flesh and blood. You are a spirit born again. That means you have gone back to the original state in which God made Adam. He made Adam just like him, with human flesh upon him. And I want you to know, when you were born again, you took on the authority of God on earth and in heaven. Jesus says, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. But you know, we are in a hurry. We can't wait to get to heaven. Well, the victory is not going to heaven. Victory is bringing heaven to earth. He wants to see us live a life of holiness and righteousness and perfection in the midst of filth. We must not conform to this. We must act like the God who lives inside of us. But the fruit of the Spirit over in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit, the fifth chapter of Galatians. This is God. This is the attributes of God. This is the attitude of God. Remember, we were made to be like God. According to Galatians 5 and 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And then he says, against such there is no law. You don't need a law when you love. Nobody has to give me a law to treat you right when I love you. Amen. You don't have to tell me to tell the truth when I love you. Laws are for people who will break the law. Prisons are for people who break the law, not for people who love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear is torment. That's what happens when you operate in hate. There's a fear. You can't stand things because you are afraid. That's why you don't like certain people, because you are afraid that you're not who you say you are. You can't do what you say you can do. You are afraid that the person you're putting down will excel above you. Come to Jesus and put that away. He loves you. He cares about you. Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I want you to have more than the world has. I want you to have peace. I want you to have love. I want you to have long-suffering with joy, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I want you to have the best. like him, so we can rule the earth like he rules heaven. Good news, huh? According to Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by the faith of God through Jesus Christ, the same faith that Jesus had in the Father. That is the same faith that we should live by. And then he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. If you can work your way into heaven, then Christ died in vain. We are going to heaven because of what Jesus did. We're going to get reward when we operate in love, when we operate in the Holy Spirit. We will get rewards. Rewards and a gift is two different things. Salvation is a gift, but the rewards we get is different. No, he says, by the poor, you have not love, it profit me nothing. He says, even if I give my body to you without love, there are a lot of people doing a lot of good work, but they don't do it in love. Some do it to be seen. There's a cause. They're working on a cause rather than love for the people that they're helping. Yeah, the people are going to eat. They're going to have clothes. They're going to have a house. But because you didn't do it in love, you won't have any rewards. I just want you to know, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you have eternal life. Paul says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is a gift from God. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not as the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. No one will ever get to heaven and boast about their goodness. It is the goodness of God that we're saved. But I want you to know that today. And when we become Christians, we want to work. We want to please God because we love God. I want to help you grow because I love you. I want to see you successful because I love you. You see, leaders don't seek power, but they seek to empower those in their care. And the more people you empower, the stronger your leadership is. So remember that. They said it's lonely when you get to the top. Well, you're killing everybody trying to get to the top. But if you'll carry everybody with you to the top, it won't be lonely. I want you to know that we are saved by a great God, a loving God, a caring God, a forgiving God, through Jesus Christ. The Bible says he has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his Son. In other words, you don't have an addiction problem. You don't have a sin problem. You have a faith problem. You cannot believe what Jesus has already delivered you from at the cross. He said, it is finished on the cross. And I just want you to know, as we come to a close, that we serve a God. Serve a God who will not leave you nor forsake you. We serve a God who knows everything. We serve a God who's all wise, who's all understanding. And all of that wisdom and knowledge and understanding he has given to us. Amen. He has given to us. So we can operate on earth with his knowledge, his wisdom, his understanding, so we can help people, so we can be servant. We ought to be servant-driven. We ought to be here to serve people, not to rule over them who are listening to me. And I'm here from Vancouver, Washington. I'm glad to have you with me tonight. God bless you. I just want to pray tonight that God will just start touching people's lives through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We break every wall down. We erase every line that keeps the church apart. And right now, as a body of Christ, we reach out to the world, the world of darkness. We go into the world with lights, Father, not with flashlights, but floodlights of love and kindness and compassion. We want to touch the world around us so the world around us will glorify our God. Thank you, Father, for the messages tonight and the messengers. May God richly, richly bless us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is good.
Who taught the sun where to stand? Told the ocean you can only come this far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can cast
I know that my Redeemer lives because he lives inside of me. Thank God for you ladies. Thank God for Shannon. We are glad you're here. I want my friend to say hello before she leaves. Say hello. Say hello, my friend from Washington State.
Hello.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on with us tonight. Thank you, Sister
Thank
Mary.
Thank you for inviting.
Yes. Glory be to God.
Amen.
God bless all tonight.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.